And with Ashok Sinha from the London Cycling Campaign, there's probably a few hundred cyclists here. It's about 6:15. Probably more are going to turn up soon. They're doing a protest ride. They want better infrastructure. Ashok, just tell us, is this message getting across to City Hall, do you think?
Well, I hope it's getting across to City Hall, but the signs were wearing yesterday after the crash when Leon Daniels from Transport for London said, look, we don't want any knee-jerk reactions after the latest death. And unfortunately, you know, the rate of change in making London streets safer for cycling is so slow. And I think it's not appropriate to be telling family and friends of those who have been killed on the roads that this is no time for knee-jerk reactions. It's not the time to tell people who, you know, get on their bikes in the morning and are fearful for their lives sometimes. Some of the tweets we've received have said that people are wondering if they're going to get home safely. You know, it's no point in telling those people there's no time for knee-jerk reactions. We need action. And we need it fast.
Is that the issue then, the rate of change? Is that the problem? Obviously, we've got some big promises. Aren't they being delivered quickly enough?
No, they're not. And to give the mayor his credit, he responded very positively to our Love London, Go Dutch campaign and promised continental-style infrastructure for cycling in London. And the mayor's vision for cycling came out earlier in this year with money attached, and Andrew Gilligan was appointed as the guy in charge to make it happen. Fantastic. But the problem is we're going to have to wait years and years to see proper dedicated space for cycling on busy main roads and junctions where the collisions that cause deaths occur. And we know what to do. The money's in place. We need to crack on. If we don't, more and more of these deaths will occur.